A Senate bill would allow year-round sales of E15, the gasoline blended with up to 15% corn-based ethanol. But as Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports, the effort could hurt the soybean market.
E15 is popular in farm country, but in order to help get lawmakers from oil states on board, the bill includes an exemption. It would allow small refineries to blend less biofuel. Seth Meyer, an ag economist at the University of Missouri, says that's likely to elbow out soybean biodiesel in favor of cheaper-to-blend ethanol. And ultimately, he says that could raise corn prices over soybeans.
The bean folks are saying, wait a minute, corn, you get your E15, but if you are trading off small refinery exemptions, that falls on us.
And he says corn prices might not rise enough to offset potential soybean losses. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.